Allah will make it such that he will assist certain people. So, yeah, Rasulullah is explaining who will be assisted and who will be helped when Murkar and Nakir, those two angels that will come to start the questioning of the person, the interrogation. So here it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause this person to become firm. Who is this? That person who testifies, he believes that there is none worthy of worship except Allah and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. How easy Allah Pak had made it, that we just testify and we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, automatically we know we got this kind of assurance from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, explaining to us that this is the ayat of the Quran that Allah Pak mentioned, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ. Allah Pak will make them firm, Allah Pak will make those people strong. May Allah Pak make us from amongst them. These are the people who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist them by making the word firm. Fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. In the earth, in the world, they say the right thing, the correct thing. And even in the qabr, Allah Pak will make them say the correct things. It's not that they're doing it on their own, but this is the assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just because of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This shows the hope that a person should have, that this mere believing, although this is a very great thing, but the fact that the person is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, genuinely believing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist this person even in that marhala, in that place where there will be no other assistance a person can get. His wealth won't help him, his children can't help him. Now his contacts that he had in all the different departments, nobody can help him, he's alone in the khabar. Only person that can strengthen him and help him to say the right thing and do the right thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even in that marhala, because of his iman, this will come to play on that time. So this hadith of Anas radiallahu anhu and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, إِنَّ الْكَافِرَ إِذَا عَمِلَ حَسَنَةً أُطْعِمَ بِهَا طُعْمَةً مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. As Anas radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that a kafir, a non-Muslim, إِذَا عَمِلَ حَسَنَةً, when he does a good deed, أُطْعِمَ بِهَا طُعْمَةً مِنَ الدُّنْيَا, he's given his sustenance in this world. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kareem. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't just see that the fact that the person is a non-Muslim and he's doing something. He rewards him by giving him his benefit in this world. وَأَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنِ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يَدَّخِرُ لَهُ حَسَنَاتِهِ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And when a believer does something, a mu'min does something, Allah Pak stores the genuine true reward for him in the akhirat. But Allah Pak doesn't forget that this person also needs something in this world. وَيُعْقِبُهُ رِزْقًا فِي الدُّنْيَا عَلَى طَاعَتِهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides his rizq, his rozi for him in this world because this person is obedient. In other words, the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such that this person, that his real reward for what he has done, he's done something good, he's read Salah, he's read Quran, he's been kind to his parents, kind to people in general, and the person is being respectful, he has all the good qualities in him. For this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that this person, not only will he get rewarded in akhirat handsomely, but in this world also Allah Pak makes it such that he gives him his rizq, he provides for him because of his obedience. وفي رواية in another riwayat, إن الله لا يظلم مؤمنا حسنة يعطى بها في الدنيا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does no harm to a believer. When he does a good deed, he will be given some reward for it in the dunya. In other words, he'll be given immediate cash reward for it in this world. وَيُجْزَى بِهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And this person will be given the recompense for it in akhirat. وَأَمَّا الْكَافِرُ, as for a non-Muslim, فَيُطْعَمُ بِحَسَنَاتِهِ مَا عَمِلَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى فِي الدُّنْيَا. This person will be given his rizq, his rozi in this world. He'll be rewarded for it. He'll be given what he deserves in this world. حَتَّى إِذَا أَفْضَى إِلَى الْآخِرَةِ, until he reaches the akhirat. He reaches akhirat. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ حَسَنَةً يُجْزَى بِهِ. لَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ حَسَنَةٌ يُجْزَى بِهِ. There won't be any good deed for him that he will need compensation for, because whatever he did, Allah Pak had given him in this world. So this is the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't forget that a person is in need of things in this world. Allah Pak makes it such that he rewards him in this world, and he keeps the genuine and the real reward for him in the akhirat. May Allah Pak give us all tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.